Now, this is tape five in the series with Justice Thomas E. Brennan for the Michigan Supreme Court Historical Society. Today is January 29th, and we're going to start out, Justice Brennan, I hope, talking about the Boykin problem that arose on the court during your period of service there in about 72 or 73 is when it came to a head. And I refer, of course, to Boykin versus Alabama, 1969 United States Supreme Court case that the gist of it was that if a judge is going to take a plea of guilty in a felony-type case, that there has to be demonstrated on the record the fact that his rights were safeguarded in certain respects. It had to be shown that there was counsel, that he knew he was entitled to a jury trial and that sort of thing. Now, in 72, the court began to have some growing problems about this, and you were for some time sort of a voice crying in the wilderness saying, hey, court, we're going down the wrong road here. And what the court was doing was extending the Boykin doctrine quite wide to the point where a lot of persons who were serving long periods of time in Jackson on guilty pleas suddenly began to sense that they could get another trial even if they'd been convicted 20 years ago. Do you remember, what do you remember about this to start with?
Well, I remember that the Boykin case in general held, as you state, that in order to take a guilty plea, the court was required to ask certain questions of the defendant. You've just handed me People versus Jaworski and my dissent.
You waxed a little eloquent.
Well,